Now for today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a country that's twice declared independence, first from the Russians, then again from the Soviets. That country is Latvia, where it's National Day today. Latvia's fight for independence after World War I is depicted in a film, as the World's David LaValle reports.
Riga Sarkis, or Defenders of Riga, is the biggest film to come out of Latvia in a long time. This historical drama tells the story of the events that engulfed Latvia in the aftermath of World War I.
Every country in the world must have its own movie, own epic story, how it was created.
Andrei Sakis is one of the film's producers and writers.
This film is particularly about how Latvians gained independence from the Russian Empire, and the main fight was in Riga.
Here's a very quick history lesson. Following World War I, Latvia declares its independence on this day in 1918. But a defeated German general still stationed in the newly independent Latvia has a different idea. German General von der Goltz conspires with a Russian officer to take over Latvia and Estonia. The plot thickens in November 1919. The rogue German general orders his battalions to attack Riga. The filmmakers created an elaborate movie set to shoot this battle scene. They built it just outside Riga, even recreating the Daugava River. Sakis says crews then demolished much of the set to depict the bombed-out city.
Of course, I was crying in this scene because when all city was built up, then in 1 or 2, 3 days, my art director destroyed all the sets because after Germans' attack, it was everything was smashed.
The movie set, or what's left of it, is now one of Latvia's leading tourist attractions. Meanwhile, the film goes on to tell the story of 11,000 brave Latvian men and women who pushed back and defeated the Germans. And there's a love story to help propel the movie to romantic, if not heroic, heights. Petras Podvinskis is the first secretary of the Latvian embassy in Washington. He says the film inspires patriotic feelings among Latvian American audiences.
It reflects on events which were crucial in the history of the Republic of Latvia when the city of Riga was liberated, and it was a great start to liberating all the territory of Latvia.
The Latvian embassy is sponsoring screenings of the film on this, Latvia's National Day. The film's producers are hoping for even more recognition here. Defenders of Riga is Latvia's submission for Best Foreign Language Film at this year's Academy Awards. For The World, I'm David LaValle.